I'm sure you watched the Olympics on telly. Has that given you an idea of what to expect? What did you think of what you've seen of Rio so far?
Yeah, I've tried to stay away from it so it doesn't build up my nerves.
Really?
Yeah, I've occasionally watched it, but not much.
Tell us what events it is you're doing in case people haven't sort of followed the trials and your progress.
50 front crawl, 400 front crawl, and 100 metres back crawl.
Would you say that the backstroke is your specialism? Because you've got some world records, haven't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, my 100 back's definitely my strongest. I've got a world record in the 200 back.
And roughly how long does it take you to power down the pool? You know, either in your free or your back, you know, just so people can get an idea of just how fast you're swimming. How long does it take you?
To do 100 metres back crawl takes me 1 minute and 11 seconds. And I'm hoping to go faster in Rio.
Have you checked out the opposition much? Do you know where you stand?
I am fourth in the world at the moment.
When was it that you started to get the idea that it was possible you're going to go to Rio? Because I know you've been swimming in competition with the clubs here in the west of Scotland for so many years. But when did it actually start to get serious? People said, you know, Abby, you could be going to the Paralympics here.
My aim was originally Tokyo, and since I only got classified in December, it's all happened very fast. First thought I could maybe do it was when I was in Ireland, and I got the qualification time.
And what did it feel like when you actually got that time? Because I think it was in Glasgow it was confirmed, wasn't it?
Yeah, trials. I didn't really realise until I heard the commentator, and Hannah Russell came over to me. So it felt really nice, and it was nice to share the experience with her.
What does it feel like to be going when you're so young?
A bit nerve-wracking, but it's all right.
How are you fitting this all around your schoolwork?
The school have been really good, so they're completely understanding if their homework can't be handed in or if I'm missing school. They're so supportive.
Because tell us about how much build up there's been, because you've been away on training camps and things like that, I understand, haven't you?
Yeah. So far, I think I've missed about a month of school, and I'm going to miss another probably month.
And has it meant that just your entire summer has been sort of dominated by this? Have you managed to have a holiday? And is it if every time you go to eat a chip or a sweetie, somebody, whether it's your mum or somebody, has to say, no, you can't do that because you're in training?
No. I tell myself, I'm not allowed it. But, my summer has been, taken up by swimming. But I've had a few days out with my friend, which is nice.
And is anybody coming out to support you? I mean, your mum or your family going? Or
My mum, my gran and grandpa, my brother and his girlfriend.
And do they get to spend a lot of time with you? Or will you be sort of locked away in the athletes' village and you just sort of wave to them from the poolside? Hello, mum.
Well, I won't be able to see them, but they need to book an appointment to see me. So I'm meeting my coach when I'm out there, and I'm meeting my mum.
Tell me about your normal training regime is. Is it every morning, or what's your normal weekly routine?
I've been doing about 8 sessions a week, but before I was doing about 7 or 6. So this, the past few weeks I've done Monday morning, so that's 4 o'clock, then school, then Monday night, then Tuesday morning, then school, then Tuesday night, then Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday morning, Sunday night.
And does it ever sort of get you down, or is there any point where you've ever wondered why am I doing this, or are you still just totally in love with the swimming?
There are times where if I get a bit of constructive, as they say, criticism, but I know it's just to help, so it's all right. Me and my coach have made a deal. I need to get a bronze medal at Rio or she'll quit.
And I've met Sharon, and that's, she's scary. I wouldn't want to come back disappointing Sharon.
No, neither would I.